Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first scripture is from the book of Joel, found on page 1416 in the Pew Bibles. I'm going to read chapter 2, verses 23 to 27. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locust and the locust swarms, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of our Lord God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel and that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. The second scripture is from Psalms, and it's Psalm 65, verses 9 through 13, and that's on page 900 in the Pew Bible. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. And our gospel reading comes from 2 Timothy, and that's page 1855. I'm going to read chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. This is Paul talking to Timothy. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Marcia. Just a short meditation on faith. Maybe just keeping the faith would be the place to settle for this moment. What does it mean to keep the faith? Keep it to oneself? Keep it hidden away and safe and secure from all alarm? Keep it unchallenged, unexamined, tucked into some rarely visited corner of our existence? Surely not. No, the call is to keep the faith before us always. Let the faith, let Jesus be the measure of our lives are measured. We keep the faith when we live it every day. We keep the faith when we don't set it aside when the choices get difficult. We keep the faith when challenged by divisiveness or hatred and prejudice. We don't set it aside to go along and get along. When we risk security and privilege by keeping the faith, we keep the faith by listening to and leaning into the words of Jesus, by looking at his life as the model of our own. We keep the faith even when others seem to be swayed by something less than the faith of Jesus, something that resembles the faith of the nation or race or moment. Paul faced the end of his life and declares that he has kept the faith. We, facing another day of living and choosing and leading, declare the same. Amen. The lectionary had these three readings today, and when I found that, I said, wow, it goes right along with the history of the church. And so I didn't do it, but all these readings, all these things about faith of our fathers and everything, go all the way back. And I'm going to tell you about the history of the church.